Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
And welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's so wonderful to be here with you today. A hot one in Southern California, even though I live 2 miles from the beach. That heat wave just keeps coming and coming this summer. But it's better than a snowstorm where I used to live in New York City. So as I said, I'm happy to be here with you today. I have a wonderful guest coming up in just a moment. But I wanted to give an announcement again about my most exciting new project, which is going to be my fifth in the Dare to Be Authentic books. And it's going to be called Dare to Be Authentic, Let Yourself Prosper. And right now, I am interviewing contributing authors for the book. So if you are interested, if you have a story about authenticity and about allowing yourself to prosper, contact me. You can call me at 954-243-7297, or you can go to my website, LifeCoachMari.com. That's LifeCoachMari.com. And now I'd love to introduce my guest for today. She is just absolutely fabulous. We connected through a mutual business connection, and she lives very close to me, which is so exciting. And so without further ado, Servette Hassan, she is just, first of all, she's a lovely person, down to earth, just so beautiful to be with, such a beautiful spirit. She's an award-winning author of Life in Transition, An Intuitive Path to New Beginnings, as well as several other books. She's also host of the radio show Intuitive Inc., I love the title, where she interviews authors about raising consciousness for themselves and the planet. Hassan, thank you, Servette, thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Good. You, when we first spoke, you told me your pretty amazing story about your upbringing, and I'd love for you to share it with a listener today.
Oh, I will. Yes, it's a story all in and of itself. But I really was. I was born in Pakistan. My name in Arabic is Sarvat. I don't spell it that way. I spell it Servette, Servet, because I also grew up in London and Montreal. But the name itself is interesting because the translation means treasure in English. But in 1958, so now y'all know how old I am, they were still burying baby girls alive. And my mom married my father. She was 12, he was 16. That's a whole other story. But basically, she had already had 3 boys. And so when I came along, it's up to the father. And, you know, everybody held their breath. And he said, no, I wanted a girl. And they named me Treasure because they did not bury me. So here I am, alive and well. Yeah, it sent me on a path, though, too, because it did set me on a path, though, because honestly, I've been really interested in women's rights and empowering women. And even though, you know, then we moved to London, I'm a British citizen, I'm a Canadian citizen, and I'm an American citizen. So I'm a citizen of the world is what I like to think of it as. And I really like to help empower women and people in general, but women especially.
I love that. A treasure to the world. I'd like to put it that way because that's just such a perfect name. And since you are worldwide in your reach, you're a treasure to the world. That's how I see it.
So, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So what do you feel your mission is at this point in your life?
Well, okay. So above and beyond many challenges that I've been through in my lifetime, I just faced a major one. And I'm a cancer survivor. I was diagnosed last year with a very rare form of ovarian cancer, clear cell. And I had major surgery, and I'm still here. I had chemotherapy, the whole thing. Anyway, something inside of me, because I've always been about being your authentic self, because that's what really gets mm-hmm. you the things you need. Law of attraction or not, if you are being yourself, those things all fall into place. And I'm, you know, also big about reinventing yourself, because in order to change, you're going to have to do that. And then when this happened, I thought, wow, I'm going to really hit home with this now, because it's important to not only empower women about being their authentic selves, and people in general, men as well, but also to how to reinvent yourself, how to really understand how to change internally from the inside out. That's what I do.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already mentioned authenticity and being authentic several times. So what role do you think this authenticity plays in your clients creating their life of joy from the inside out, like you say?
Well, just like I said, like, you know, for my show, Intuitive Inc., which is INK, which I you know, because they're authors that I interview, I always end my show by saying, be you to the full, because that's what's really beautiful. And that's what being authentic is all about. You know this, Mari-Mar, it's about, it's not an ego thing. It's about touching base with your soul center and loving who you are. You know, a lot of times at workshops, people will say to me, what's the most important thing of all? And I know they expect me to say love. And to some degree, I do, but it's self-love. It's about self-love.
Right.
Because when you love yourself, everything else will fall into place, and then you have more to give to everyone and everything. Right?
Right. So true. Mm-hmm. I love when you just said loving who you are. And I love that it's in the present. It's not loving who you want to be, or who you aspire to be, or are going to be, or who you were before, because now you're in a different stage in your life, but loving who you actually are right now. There's so much freedom in that. When I began to learn doing that, it just, I can't even begin to express what it feels like. It's just a sense of just being, and everything's okay the way you're just being now. So I just love that you said that.
Right.
Yeah.
It,
do you want to expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah, I do. A point I wanted to make there is that you're right. That's absolutely true. And the key, I think, is that it's unconditional. It's loving yourself unconditionally. Because, and in fact, if we really want to love truly, we should love everybody and everything unconditionally. But we really have to start with ourselves, because it doesn't matter if you're, the way I think of it is that if you take a bar of gold and you put it in a box, and the box is dented and wrinkled and turning gray and whatever, it's still a bar of gold. And that's what we are. We are genuinely, authentically spirit, part of a spirit, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. And when we are in touch with that, there is nothing we cannot do. Nothing. I believe that.
Wow. That's very powerful. Mm-hmm. Super powerful. So that, I love that. I can see that bar of gold. It's like, it's shining, even though it's hidden, like you say, under whatever difficulties and whatever limitations we put on ourselves many times. That's what I experienced in my life. We limit ourselves because of false beliefs, et cetera, but to see that bar of gold under, I love that. That's a beautiful visual. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right, and we should remember that, because the box the gold is in isn't that important. It's still about the gold, and it doesn't matter if it gets old or wrinkled or whatever. You know, it's still gold. And you just said it too. People spend a lot of time justifying their own limitations, And and they need not do that. If they're loving themselves unconditionally, then they don't need to do that anymore. It's like, let it go. You know, you're still brilliant. You don't need to justify and keep making excuses for your own limits, you know?
Right.
Right?
Right. And I love the part about whether you're wrinkled or not. You know, this society puts so much emphasis on youth, you know? Only the youthful are beautiful. Only those who look youthful. There's so much money spent on doing whatever to your body to make it look more youthful, because the wrinkles and the sagging and all that is not valued in this society. But there's so many other societies where older people, no matter how old and wrinkly they are, the older and the wrinklier, the more they're valued, because they have so much more wisdom. And I hope one day our society could get to that point, because there's so much there. But if you're just going to look at the external and try to look like a magazine, that just doesn't work. It always makes you feel like you're falling short. So I like that you brought that up. It doesn't matter what the exterior is. I love that.
Right, exactly. Be proud of it. They're battle scars. You know, they're like, I have a scar now that goes from above my belly button all the way down. It's like a foot long. And people are like, well, you're going to hide it. You're going to get it. And I'm like, no, I don't care. I mean, I'm 60 years old. I don't care. It looks good to me. It's I'm proud of it. And I'm going to be proud of it. And I'm proud of everything else. You know, it doesn't matter. We cannot compare ourselves to other people and things and places and events, especially things on a magazine cover, because we're not, you know,
absolutely,
that's not going to work. Right. Right. So
First of all, those are false things. They're not even real.
No, that's right. They're not. It's just a digitally enhanced version of what they feel is perfect, and we're not going to be perfect. And so once you embrace that, like I said, when you love yourself unconditionally, you love all your quirkiness, you know, you love, that's what makes you who you are. And then when you can sing with that and go with that, you know, amazing things happen. You fall into the flow. And when you fall into the flow, you're not like paddling up a stream anymore. And things will come along to help you and guide you and take you with very little effort. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it seems hard to believe because it's not what we're taught, but it is true. It is true. And I have experienced it in my life. And it's a little mind-boggling because we're taught we have to work so hard. I was taught from, oh, my gosh, my father's message was how hard we had to work in this world to succeed, to survive, to do everything. And it took a lot to change, you know, my viewpoints on that. And going back to the battle scars, I was just having a memory of my mom, and I just wanted to share it. She had this huge Caesarean scar that went down from her belly button, because when she had us, my sister and I, she has both five Caesarean. It wasn't the tiny little bikini thing they do now. It was this huge thing, and they stapled it together. And I remember, if it was just women, you know, we were somewhere, she would just show her scar. She goes, oh, yeah, when I had Marisol as national name, when I had Marisol, this is what they did to me. But she was proud of that because she loved us so much. And she felt that it didn't matter what she had to go through during labor, it was worth it. And even if she had to carry the scar for the rest of her life, if she did, it was worth it. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because she was not a vain person. She was not somebody who, she was beautiful inside and out, but she didn't aspire to that perfection of the world, you know?
No.
Very good.
No,
so, so we're going to take a quick break right now, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the main message that Servette has for you today. We'll be right.
Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you?
Well,
at midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have Sarvette Hassan with me today, bringing a beautiful message of authenticity, of being yourself. Thanks again so much, Sarvette, for being on radio with me today. And I wanted to ask you, what is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me again. That's lovely. I really enjoy your show, and I'm glad to be here. I'm very honored. And I think really honestly, if I were going to give anybody one message, it would be what I end my show with, which is be you to the full. Just embrace who you are, because that is what makes you beautiful inside and out, no matter what you look like. Externals are not important. Everything starts inside of you. Nothing changes on the outside until it changes on the inside. In other words, if you want your world to change, you have to change. And I think if you can embrace that, it becomes really simple. It's not rocket science. There is no secret to the secret. It really is just about touching base with that, being your true self, and then taking action from that divine guidance. And then, like I said, there's nothing you can't do, you know? That's what's the most important,
true,
I think.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. And
yeah,
love
we
it
don't.
You say be you to the full. I love that word, full.
I do too. I love that whole phrase because it is beautiful, and that's what we all need to do. We need to, and also, you know, in the end, it's about being happy. And when you are being yourself, you are happy. And when you're full of joy and bliss and happiness, things work. They just do. It's not like something external. Something external is not going to make you happy. It's you being happy, and then the external changes to fit that. You know, like I said, there's nothing going on outside. It's all inside of you. And when you shift consciousness, then you raise to the next level. Things change around you no matter what. Things get better, you know, with very little effort. And if you don't do it that way, Mari, what happens is if you're doing it on an external level and you don't really feel it internally, you may get the beautiful car and the big house and the lots of money and all that stuff, but you won't keep it. That's the difference.
Right.
Because unless you are in alignment with it on an internal level, consciously, it doesn't stick around, right? You know,
right.
How many people do you know that the same situation – how many people do you know? The same situation occurs over and over again. The people may change. The places may change. You could even move cities. But it's like you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and they can't figure out why they're stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stuck there because they're trying to fix it externally instead of internally, right? Yeah.
So true. And in addition to having all those things and then losing them, they also don't have that joy and that happiness. There's nothing better than an internal joy. It took me a while to learn that. I mean, I was miserable when I started this journey. I used to cry myself to sleep every night. I can barely remember who that woman was. And I can barely remember. I hardly ever cry anymore. And I just wasn't happy. I couldn't find – all I wanted was to be happy, and I didn't know how to get to that happiness. And I did look for the external because that's all I knew. That's all I was taught. But when I found that it's inside of me, well, now nobody can take it away from you because you take it with you everywhere, right? Like you take yourself everywhere. You can't leave yourself behind.
Exactly.
And so
– exactly.
And so it's a beautiful message. I love the part about to the full – because that is kind of something we're reaching for. Still, as many years as I've been talking about authenticity and following a path of authenticity, I find that as I dig deeper and deeper, I become more and more authentic. I become more to that full place. I don't think I'll ever reach it, but I'll do my best. And one thing that I did notice along the way, and this is why I called my show Dare to Be Authentic, is that it takes courage to be who you really are, to make decisions based on my instincts, you know, on my inner feeling, on my inner guidance, sometimes goes against everything everybody else tells me to do or everything I ever learned in school or my parents taught me. But I know now how to follow my guidance system. I know that when something feels really good and when something feels really exciting and something feels like a peacefulness, I know that's the way to go. Even if I'm going against the stream like those salmon, because everybody else is like, you're crazy. Why are you doing that? Do you ever experience that in your life?
Oh, God, yes, of course, yes. And, you know, I've been on that journey, too, where, you know, I cried myself to sleep. I didn't get it, you know. And then I grew and grew and I grew and I grew and I got to a place where now nothing, people would say to me, how did you do this last year when you were faced with this very rare form of cancer? And I said, you know, I never went there. The only place I ever went was, what can I learn? What is this teaching me? What is it supposed to open up me up to? How is this going to make me better? Mm. How is this going to make other people better? How can I share this with people? That's where I went because, if I die, I die. I mean, there's nothing I could do, you know, but I can take whatever's happening in the moment and use that to still find the good in it, the gift. And then when you do that, stay in that place of being happy because it's joyful because there's no other, I don't know anything else anymore. You know, I'm human. I do get sad and things like that, but generally, for the most part, I am in a place of where there's nothing to cry about.
Right. You know. I know what you're saying, and I can, I remember years ago when my mom was in hospice. It was her last few days of living, and it was 2011 when she died. And she was in hospice, and of course my sister was there. I was there. We were there as much as we could, and came back and forth. And it was in Miami, and the people there were lovely. And it was just a hospice hospital, little center, and they had this little kitchen. And we're Cuban, and so they had a little Cuban coffee pot there. And so all the different families, they'd go and they'd make coffee. So one day I went and I made some coffee, but you have to make a whole pot. With these kind of pots, you can't make one cup. And so I made a whole pot of coffee, and I was having it, and I was giving it out to the other families. Everybody wanted the black Cuban coffee with the sugar. It's our thing. And so I remember there was a social worker that would come in and talk to us, and she came into the kitchen. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, and I'm smiling because I'm having my coffee and I'm just loving it. And I'm like, I'm doing pretty good. She goes, you look pretty good. She goes, what do you do? How are you doing this? I know how difficult the situation is. I said, I know my mom is in that other room, and thinking about that is a sad thing. I said, but right now I'm having my coffee time. I said, and if I can focus on, you know, the aroma of the coffee and the taste of it and sharing it with other people, I can have a few moments of joy, even in this terrible situation. And so, and she was like, wow. But, you know, because most people don't think of it that way. But even those little moments of joy, they help you through. So that's a beautiful thing. And I mean, I admire you going through what you're going through with that kind of attitude. That takes a lot. But I think it's you prepared for that by keeping yourself at a certain focus and point, a certain vibration most of the time. Is that not correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And yeah, I mean, and even when, like, I bald as a bomb a few months ago. I had no hair. I didn't even have eyebrows or eyelashes or anything. And it was interesting. And I thought to myself, you know, this is going to be kind of cool. I get to see how my hair's going to come back. And it came back curly, and it's never been that curly before. But it's true. Even when you're sitting, there with your mom in the other room, and I truly believe this, Mari, with all my heart. I'm sure she's listening to you right now.
Yeah.
I do. And she's saying, you know, good, because really, honestly, that makes her feel better, too. It wouldn't have done any good if you were drinking your coffee and crying and she could hear you. I mean, it does a world of good for everyone around us when we are in the best place we can be, too, which is, you know, it's hard to do because we're human. But, you know, if you just look at that positive aspect of things, then it uplifts everybody, you know, and that's how you, that's like I said, that's how you change the world. You change the world by changing yourself, you know?
So true. Very good. I love that. And, you know, when you were talking about that, when my mom was alive and she was on this earth, having been raised Cuban, they have this strange way of looking at death and of bereavement. And so in the old ways. And so when someone passed away, you had to go into this time of mourning, including wearing black, to show the world, to show the respect to the person who passed away. It was just a tradition. So it was almost seen as sinful or unacceptable for you to be happy during that period. So that's such a contrast. With you saying to me, your mom is happy that you were like that. That really touched me because, like I said, when she walked on this earth, that wasn't her belief system because she was trained a different way. So thank you for saying that because that really touched me. So let's tell the listener how they can get a hold of you before we run out of time, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Okay, I just want to say really quickly, too, in Pakistan, where I was born, they wear white at funerals, and they wear black when someone is born, because they believe when someone passes that they're going to a better life into the next dimension closer to God, and so they all wear white. It's really interesting.
Wow.
Anyway.
That is.
Anyway, yeah, it's really interesting. Anyway, to get a hold of me. It's servethassan.com. It's servethassan.com. And you can email me at servette@servethassan.com as well. I do private consultations, and I do have workshops and my books. Everything is on my website. And the website is being updated because I also have a new website coming up called kickedcancersass.com. So I'm working on that as well because my new book is called If Life is a Cosmic Comedy, What Am I Still Doing Here? And the subtitle is How I Kicked Cancer's Ass and Found My Mojo. So I've got a Facebook fan page coming up called Kicked Cancer's Ass as well as that website. And then they can find out everything on servethassan.com.
Wonderful. We'll have to have you come back once your book releases so you can tell us about that. That'll be really exciting. Love the title.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm working on it now. So, yeah.
Okay. As we wind down the show, Servette, was there one last thing you'd like to say to your listener?
I would. Since we're on that subject of cancer and all of that and how I found my mojo from it. I just want people out there to know that really listen to your being authentic to yourself is also about listening to your body. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your gut. It tells you things. It knows things. Don't discount those messages that you get internally from spirit, from God's source. It's there for a reason. And it's not about being psychic. When you are intuitive, it's about your soul connecting to a higher spirit, and that can never be wrong. And so I think if you trust that more, we can save more lives, and we can just be better people too, I think. Yeah.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on with me, Servette. It's been lovely talking to you. So many beautiful things that you shared with the listeners, so much for them to think about and be encouraged is really the message you have is fully and completely encouraging. So thank you all for being with us today.
See you
next week on Dare to Be Authentic Radio and enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, if you have a story about authenticity, being authentic and learning and allowing yourself to thrive, allowing yourself to prosper, contact me. And I will interview you as an author for my next book. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.